And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. Hey, and I'm going to lead with a question, maybe a question you have on your mind, maybe a question real estate investors I know or want to be real estate investors may be asking themselves right now. What should you do? What should I do if the housing market starts to shift? What do I mean by shift? I mean move from the extremely strong seller's market that we have seen over the past few years to a buyer's market. So shift from seller's to buyer's market, or possibly even decline, possibly drop. Dare I say that? Well, that's the question. Are we seeing that market shift right now? I do want to get into that. It's very important, and it's important that you understand some of the signs, perhaps, and also understand that there could be some opportunity coming. So we're going to address that. But first, I want to hit another question. I want to address another question. And that may well tie into that one we just posed regarding the shift in the housing market. But my first question is, how do we know whether we are in a recession? That's the question. How do we know if we're in a recession? Well, it's hard to tell sometimes. Officially, we have to look backwards. We have to look in the rearview mirror. So the government, the U.S. government, measures a recession as two full quarters, that's 6 months, two quarters of negative GDP. So no GDP growth, it's gone the other direction. So that means we have to wait a whole 6 months to know officially, formally, if we're in a recession. But wait, you ask, wait, surely we can tell that we're in a recession early on, can't we? We're living this thing, right? Let me ask you, do you feel, right now, do you feel like we're in a recession? Typically, prices go down in a recession. What are they doing right now? They're going the other direction. Now, interestingly, Q1, quarter one, 2022, GDP, gross domestic product, that was, in fact, reported by the BEA, that's the Bureau of Economic Analysis, that's a governmental institute that reports on this sort of data. And Q1 2022 GDP, I'm sure you heard, it was negative. It was a negative 1.4%. That's an annualized number. So that's quarter on quarter growth annualized. But that means that GDP did decrease in the first quarter by 1.4%. But that's just one quarter. And of course, there are a number of caveats here because that's not even final. That was the first release that we got. I believe it was in April. Second pass comes out late May. It may have already come out. I didn't see. And then the third and final go at that official Q1 2022 GDP number comes out late June. So almost 3 months after the quarter has closed. So we're really looking in the rearview mirror just at Q1. So in the meantime, we're working our way through Q2, quarter two, 2022. And I'll tell you, I looked at the schedule on the BEA website, again, that's Bureau of Economic Analysis, the third and final pass for that Q2 reading doesn't even come out until September 29th. So we're not talking 6 months. We're talking 9 months for conclusive data to know whether we're in a recession. So at least officially, it takes a long time to find out. That's from the BEA. Now, I want to tell you just briefly about the conference board. And when I was looking up data about GDP, about projections, forecasts, what did various organizations forecast for Q1? I wanted to know, where did we expect that decline? Where did we think we would land? Of course, the conference board comes up, and what they are, it's a nonprofit group. It includes about 1,000 or so public and private corporations and other organizations that are members across multiple countries. And their job, essentially, for their constituents, for their clientele, is to put numbers together. They host conferences. It's the conference board, right? They're peer learning sort of groups. But one of the things that they look at regularly, of course, are the economics of the sundry countries around the globe. So back to our earlier question, can we tell if we're in a recession early on? Well, here's the interesting thing. The Bureau of Economic Analysis released its Q1 2022 advance estimate, that first number, that first pass, on April 28th. Remember, that was a decline of 1.4%. Sometime prior to this, in April, if I'm reading this correctly, the conference board, and again, they closely watch this stuff. They very closely analyze it. What did they do? They projected positive growth, in fact, of 1.5% for that same quarter. So they were off by almost 3%, 300 basis points. And by the way, they're now downwardly revising their expectations for the Q2 number, but they're still keeping it positive, 2.1%. So they were off by 300 basis points for Q1. If they're off again by 300 basis points in Q2, guess what? We're in negative territory. So it's just interesting to me that these people that professionally observe this stuff, so close to the release date of the Q1 number, were off by a considerable amount. So the point of it all for you is, as we are right here in the middle of it all, people that are studying this stuff so closely, they really don't know. They really don't know. They're going to look backwards to see the results. So are we in a recession? I don't know. But I do know one thing. We have really, really high inflation. And I do know that the Federal Reserve is going to take the action that it has to in order to bring that inflation back down. We opened the show and been asking about the housing market and is it shifting? Let's get to that. But we're starting by talking about recession. And are we in one? And how do we know? And when do we know? Typically, by looking in the rearview mirror. We missed the exit. We're looking back. Oh, there it went. Looking backwards. So are we in one now? I don't know. Will we arrive there? Yeah, eventually, almost certainly, with the action of the Fed. You know, I was looking at an opinion piece just this morning. Somebody was proposing that the Fed needs to hit those interest rate hikes even harder. Let's do a percentage raise every time until as long as it takes. Now, they're not going to take that kind of aggressive action, but if they did, boy, that would really put a brakes on the economy, wouldn't it? That would be a very clear sign. But as it is, we don't typically know. And we looked at the conference board. These people study this stuff closely, and they were off in Q1. So what about housing cycles? Is there, you may be thinking, okay, recession, housing, we think there's a correlation there. Is there always a correlation between housing pricing, the cycles we see there in real estate, and a recession? Well, if I look back most recently, I would say no. Right? We entered a recession in the first half of 2020 due to COVID-19, due to hitting the brakes then, shutting down the economy. I would call that a very artificially created recession. And what happened? Well, in April of that year, 2020, the housing market, it absolutely shut down. Everything stopped. Can't go show a house because of COVID. Can't go view a house because of COVID. Don't want to put my house on the market because of COVID. That was April. After that month closed, boy, that housing market, what did it do? It took off again like a rocket. It just went skyward. So was there a correlation there? No. But more commonly, yes. When we enter a recession, there typically is a correlation, because what happens during a recession, most markets get pushed down. Prices, everything gets pushed down, including real estate markets, spending declines. Consumers, we get nervous. We may not be waiting for the rearview mirror to look backwards to understand that we're feeling something's not quite right. So we stop spending, maybe as a result of inflation, maybe as a result of high interest rates. So business profits start to decline. Then wages decline. They're not paying us as much, so we can't afford our house payments. Maybe we need to sell fast. So we drop the price, or we understand that other people can't quite afford as much house right now because of those high interest rates. So we drop the price. Maybe we lose the house altogether. So does a recession precede a housing market drop, or does a change in the housing market precede a recession? Does it matter if they do tend to move in tandem? So the question goes back again to, where are we at in the housing market? And if there is some correlation between declines in GDP, you know, aka recession, and a drop in the housing market, but we won't know if we're in a recession for another quarter or even longer, possibly till September, when that final third release of the Q2 number or the Q2 reading comes out from the BEA. How are we going to make a decision? How do we know where we are in the housing cycle? And are we seeing a shift right now? So for a lot of people sitting out there, people that are thinking about investing, maybe novice, new to the game investors, maybe experienced investors that are out there wondering the same thing. For them, it's going to be like figuring out if we are in a recession by looking backwards. That's the thing. You won't know that we've hit the top of that housing market ride till we're already sliding back down. And if you're watching the slide down, maybe you're an investor, you're thinking, oh, prices are going down. You're doing like I'm doing right now. You can't see it. You might hear the sound from my palms rubbing together. Ooh, waiting to hit the bottom. Waiting to pick up some steals. Here's the thing. You're not going to know that we're at the bottom till we're climbing back up again. And at that point, you're going to think, ah, I missed out. At that point, you're now anchored. You do what a lot of people do. You've now anchored yourself to the past. You've anchored yourself to those steals that you were waiting for and that you missed because you didn't know we're at the bottom. And so you wait. Hey, surely the market will go down again. Well, if you did that following 2008, 9, and 10, you waited for a very, very long time. So for a lot of people, you won't know when we hit the top or the bottom, especially if you're not really active in the real estate space. And there's a very interesting thing about being a member of an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited. Remember, if you're new to the program, if you've not caught the show before, Lifestyles Unlimited is an education and mentoring group. We help people go down the path of investing in residential real estate, both in single family houses and in apartments. And we didn't just form a year ago because, hey, the market's hot. We didn't just form 2, 5, even 10 years ago. Lifestyles Unlimited has been around for over 30 years. I believe it's around 32 years now. Founded by Del Walmsley, a three-decade-plus real estate investor. There are members that have been in the organization as long, decades long. So there's an interesting thing about being a member of an organization like that. We're 50,000 members strong. There is a whole lot of real-time data going on right now that we're seeing from thousands. Let me repeat that. From thousands of members, thousands of investors. Again, I'm talking both in the single-family rental home space. These are single family investors. That's what I do a lot of, as well as from multifamily investors. And let me just mention very quickly, we're going to head into a break here in a second. I got an email just the other day from the head of the realty team at Lifestyles Unlimited, the Lifestyles Realty team. And she was giving accolades to the team out of Houston. Why? There are 45,000 members of the Houston Association of Realtors down there. And they published the top 25 list out of that 45,000. Guess what? We have four realtors in that top 25. I'm going to tell you where our top realtor listed there and tell you why that's important to our conversation about real-time data when we come back. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Kirby tells Dell about his experience as a member and apartment owner.
Started out as a passive.
Yes.
And then one day the light bulb went on. Hey, why don't I do this?
Yeah. I was sitting at home. I'm like, when you're 33 years old and you're retired, and yeah,
you gotta get that. Yeah, I'm 33. I don't know what the hell to do with myself.
I really didn't. There was one week I went.
Doesn't life suck?
And it seems unbelievable to me when I think about my history, but it's really simple. I joined Lifestyles. I've taken the two-day class a half a dozen times. I network with other Lifestyles members, leads. I do what Lifestyles teaches. I'm on my properties. I invest a lot of our personal funds in the properties, and it has just created unbelievable results. And it's completely improved my life.
Ready for your unbelievable results? Start with the free workshop, just like Kirby. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're taking a look at the dismal science, economics. Oh my, once called the dismal science. Why doom and gloom? What am I talking about today? Possible recession. Well, we know that's where the Fed wants to drive us towards right now, given the extremely high inflation over 8% that we continue to see. I believe that reading is coming out here as well very soon. But with that sort of action, with a recession, there may come opportunity. And are we seeing a shift in the housing market? That's where I'm heading right now. We're going to get to that question in this segment. And with the recession, we're typically looking backwards, especially from an official governmental point of view. And sometimes that recession's already in our rearview mirror by the time we even know we were in a recession. What about the housing market? Well, there are signs. And I was just telling you ahead of the break, the beauty of being in an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited, which is 50 plus thousand members strong with a 32-year history. Number one, we have a lot of experience, but that bench strength really lends to our ability to analyze situations like we're in right now, just by virtue of the volume of our membership and the volume of the transactions that we're doing. And I did want to share this with you. I started to hit this at right into of the break there. I got an email just a few days ago, and it's celebrating a few of our realty team down in Houston. And I think it's worth celebrating, and I think this will underscore the point that I'm trying to make for you. If you look at the Houston Association of Realtors, there are 45,000 members, and every year they publish the top 25 list. Who are the top 25 in terms of transactions? Specifically in terms of transactions, who's doing the most deals, so to speak? Not just from an investor perspective, but all real estate transactions. And we had four of our realty team in Houston were in that top 25. Topping the list, the number one guy, not for the first time. This is his second time to top that list, is Moon Kim. And if you've heard me talk about blasts and leads that I've gotten into my email inbox over the years of doing this show, I see a ton of those emails from this very gentleman. So he's out there doing a ton of transactions. Jennifer McCormick, she came in number 17. John Johnson, number 18. I like to think that I helped him because he sold me two houses very recently. And Jeff Jenkins, number 24. So we've got four realtors in that top 25. They are doing volume. And that's my point. And that's the beauty of being in an organization like this, is because we do have that volume to see what's going on. We have a lot of data, and we're starting to see things in that data. And it's not just so these guys, these are Houston Associate Realtor. These are single family transactions that I'm talking about, but we do a lot in the multifamily space as well. And again, we're seeing a lot of things in the data, this in the anecdotal evidence from those ongoing transactions, from the ongoing business in single family as well as multifamily. And again, that is the interesting thing about being a member of an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's the thing. They're not just keeping that information to themselves. They share important information like what is going on in the industry that we are all involved in. And here's what Dell and the team shared just recently. There are clear signs that the current housing market has reached the top and a new cycle is beginning. You heard it right there. Housing market has reached the top. A new cycle is starting. Again, this ties into the conversation around recession. Is it preceding the recession? Is it following a recession? I don't know. But we are shifting from a seller's market to a buyer's market. Now, does that mean a precipitous housing crash like we saw in 2008? Not necessarily. Let's see what happens with our broader economy. Let's see what the Fed does do. You know, back to that opinion piece suggesting let's have full percentage hikes, 100 basis points every time until this thing stops. Or is it a more gentle approach, which is what I keep reading? You know, we had 50 basis points most recently in the latest rate hike. What are they going to do next? I don't know. They're always giving guidance. So let's see where we land. But there will be some opportunity. And as things shift from a seller's to a buyer's market, I'm a buyer. What does that mean for me? Maybe not going over list. Maybe not having to be as aggressive in my terms. Maybe not having to waive a financing contingency to get that deal. An option period. All the things that we had to do when the market was climbing and skyrocketing post-COVID recession to get those investments. There's a shift. And we're seeing that there are signs in that data, and there are anecdotal signs, retrades occurring. A retrade happens when I've gone under contract and there's new information and I have to change my offer. People are falling out of contract in places. So we're starting to see those signs. Some of it's anecdotal, but those signposts are very clear. And again, I'm going to say it one more time. That is the interesting thing. That is the wonderful thing about being a member of an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm going to harken back a couple of years ago. I mentioned the recession we saw around COVID. And I want to tell you about the guidance that we got. Because again, the leadership, the people that are steering the organization, they're not just sitting on this information. They don't have a scarcity mindset. They want to help the membership base. And boy, they go to lengths to do that very thing. And I can remember March of 2020, my wife and I and our son, we had hitched up the RV bunker. I didn't call it the RV bunker then because I didn't know we were in a pandemic. And I did not know that I had to hunker down. But we took that thing across multiple state lines. And we were sitting at Lake Gunnersville State Park in Northeast Alabama. We had just arrived when COVID hit the shores and things started to shut down. And we had booked 3 or so weeks out there. We wound up leaving a little bit early, but we spent almost 3 weeks there in March of 2020, enjoying ourselves in the wild, hiking, swimming, fishing, and watching the beginnings of the pandemic on our shores unfold. And the great thing, even though I was out in the middle of the sticks with good internet connection, doing the show from the RV bunker, as it were, as well, we had repeated seminars, webinars, Zoom meetings available to us, calls with the Lifestyles Unlimited team on the latest events, on the latest developments, on the way people are thinking, on steps to take to handle this then crisis as it was unfolding. And that guidance, that leadership continued throughout the pandemic. And I've told you this on multiple shows. Most of our members came through this healthy, in a good space. How do we work with our resident base during COVID? How do we communicate? What should we communicate? Should we communicate? Of course. Yeah, let them know. All the guidance helped us get through this with a little less stress and with profitability, more importantly, I suppose. Well, with everything we've talked about so far in the first couple of segments, possible recession, where's the housing market going? Well, now you've heard we're at the top. That means we're going to start that slide down. How deep? Don't know. But now we're seeing this level of guidance from the team, from the leadership, from Del Walmsley at Lifestyles Unlimited with regard to the housing market. So do you think that is going to help as we face whatever's coming, as Fed, Jerome Powell, as they take up the rates and inflation goes higher, maybe it drops, maybe the economy drops, who knows? Do you think that that guidance is going to help those of us that are listening? You bet. You bet. Back to my question, what should you do now if the housing market is shifting? And we just heard that it is. And as I mentioned earlier, I did have a recent listener question, hey, when's the expo coming? A sundry events, not a member, and gave them some direction, but I'll give you some direction as well in case you have questions on your mind. If you want to hear a prior radio show, if you want to learn about the education or any of perhaps go to our free workshop. Great place to start. It's an hour and a half. It's free. It's done virtually, so you can do that from the comfort of your home. You can find out all you need to know if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. And in fact, the listener was asking me when the next Wealth and Passive Income Expo is going to be, and I didn't realize it, but we've got a little link up there now, Expo and Tour. If I click on that, let's see what it tells me. Hey, save the date, February 15th to the 18th, 2023. Good news for me, it's going to be right here in my backyard in Irving, Texas. This is the same area where we hosted it just 2 years ago. So great place to go if you want to network, if you want to pick the brains of people that are deep in this stuff and probably have some very good thoughts on the economy as it plays into the housing market. And as things start to shift, and you just heard it, the market is shifting. We have a lot of transactions that go through Lifestyles Unlimited. I told you about the star realty team that we have out of Houston. Four of our realty team ranked in the top 25 out of 45,000 Houston Association of Realtor members. Moon Kim topping the top spot once again, second time to rank number one in that list. So we're doing a lot of volume. We see a lot of transactions. We have a deep membership base. And through all of the information that percolates through, we are seeing signs. And Dell and Lynn, the leadership team, they said, hey, look, it's starting to shift. So back to my very first question that I opened the show with. What should you do? What should you do if the housing market is shifting? Whether you are a nascent real estate investor, you're a greenhorn, you haven't bought your first property, or maybe you've got 10 rental houses, or maybe you're in multiple passive investments in apartments. First things first, and to my listener in Kentucky that asked the question that said, hey, we're getting ready to, we want to join, we want to get started in the next 60 to 90 days. I said, great timing. First thing you need to do is be prepared. Because again, opportunity will come from this. I'm not celebrating the fact that people may suffer a little bit. That's what recessions do. We already talked about the fact prices drop, profits drop, wages drop. And you know the company, what's in their best interest? Is it their, quote, human resources? Or is it that bottom line? Well, those human resources start to be dropped as well. And part of the damage is that people can no longer afford those, especially those perhaps that have leveraged up right now at the peak of the cycle with very high payments because interest rates are up. We may see people struggle. And as a result of that, there will be some opportunity. And you don't want to wait. We talked about the fact that a lot of what we know about any economic cycle, we know because if we're looking in the rearview mirror. And for a lot of people, you're not going to know. You probably didn't know, hey, we're at the top. And you're not going to know when we're at the bottom. And you don't want to wait till we're at the bottom of the current cycle, the next part, the next phase of the cycle to buy. As we saw, that you see the bottom in the rearview mirror. The best thing you can do, and Dell will, I'm sure he'll tell this story in one of his shows if he hasn't already. He tells a story, you know, of buying in the up cycle after the recent housing market crash in 08, 09, 2010, and watching the price per door of apartments progressively get larger and larger, and passing when it went from $10,000 per door to $20,000 per door, $20,000 per door if you're buying a 100,000 or 100 unit apartment, do the math. But then we got to 100,000 per door. Well, how did that $20,000 per door investment opportunity look then? Phenomenal. Phenomenal. So the best thing you can do is be prepared. We'll talk a little bit more about what that means, but don't wait for the bottom. Plan to buy on the way down and on the way back up. I joined Lifestyles Unlimited in 2012. Were we at the bottom? No, we were not. We were already climbing up out of the recession, out of the Great Recession, out of that housing market crash. We are climbing up. We bought in 2012. We bought in 2013. We bought in 2014. We bought in 2015. And so on. 2019. Just now, 2022. We bought as the cycle went up and up and up. And I told you on a recent show, talked a little bit about the personal financial statement. We do have some cash. And as that market shifts down, we'll continue to buy. The thing that'll help you, the thing that will help you be prepared is to get educated. That will help you combat fear, above all. I think that's a big one for a lot of people. And it'll help you make good decisions. You'll learn things. For example, Dell has three rules to investing. But the number one rule, the first rule, is don't lose money. So if you're sitting there thinking, yeah, why would I want to buy on the slide as we're heading for that basement? Because we buy right. We're not paying tippity-top pricing now. We buy at a discount. We have a very specific model that we follow at Lifestyles Unlimited, and we're going to buy assets, houses, apartments that do need some loving. And because of that, we're able to buy those at a discount. We're going to have to renovate those. We're going to have to do some work to those. That's great. We create value. In fact, that leads into the second motto that I like, best product, best price. We're going to go in and we're going to fix everything that's broken and everything that could break in the next handful of years during our hold period. So we have low maintenance, no issues, no headaches, no tenants, taxes, and toilets at midnight. Best product, best price. And we're going to create an equity buffer through that process. So we can buy on the way down. And then we can buy on the way back up. But be prepared, be educated, know how to look at an investment that presents the proper opportunity. So to the listener in Kentucky, get started because you want to be prepared. You want to have that education. You want to know how to find these investment opportunities, whether single family or multifamily. And don't let fear overcome you. You know you're going to start to see it. You're going to start to hear it in the broadcast news. We already heard Q1, negative. Eventually, they're going to release that Q2 number. That's distant in my mind. Got a lot to do in the meantime. And we're going to start to hear about recession and wages and prices and housing dropping, and people are going to get scared. Don't let that fear overcome you. A great way to overcome that fear, when you start to see that and feel that, is get around like-minded people. That goes back to the bench strength that we have at Lifestyles Unlimited, 50,000 members strong. Even better, get around like-minded people that have gone through a full cycle before. I just told you, we got in at the bottom, towards the bottom. We're going to ride this thing. We're going to go full cycle now. And I'm thrilled, even though I have a decade of experience now, I am thrilled to have people around me like Del Walmsley that I can look to that have 3 decades and more of experience that have gone full cycle. Lynn Murrow, executive vice president of the organization, my mentor when we joined 10 plus years ago, has gone full cycle. So I am thrilled to know that I can look to these folks to help guide me. 30 plus years experience. And there are other members that were here before the crash. Listen to the podcast. Go to that website, lifestylesunlimited.com, and you'll hear interviews with people that have been around quite a while. There was a member, Steve, that got up on the stage at the last Wealth and Passive Income Expo. He's been around. He's made that turn full cycle. So don't let that fear overcome you. And one big fear I don't want you to dwell on are house prices. Could they go back to 2008 levels? Could they go back even lower? Look, I'm going to tell you about my childhood. I grew up eating Little Debbie zebra cakes. I love those things. That was a treat. My mom would get one. She was cautious. She'd open a package, give one to one. You know, it was always a 2-pack. Give one to me, one to my sister. And I kept buying those things through college. I was careful because, you know, buy a box, eat a box. Back then, they cost 99 cents. Well, nowadays, what do they cost? I stopped buying them when they got to $1.99. Well, now they're $2.58 a box. Do you think those things are going to go all the way back to the 25 cents that they were when my mom was buying them for us? No. The same is true of house prices. Because of inflation, because of that very thing that the Fed is combating right now that's going to push us into a recession, we have reset and we have reset and we have reset again the basement on house prices. So if you're afraid, how deep will it go? There is a bottom, and it is not the same bottom that we saw in 2008. 2009, 2010. I have a great anecdote from a fellow member about the prices of her parents' house who bought $28,000 in the 60s. That house is worth $1 million now. Is that house going to fall all the way back to $28,000? Of course not. I'll get into more details on another show, but I assure you that over the next weeks, months, maybe longer, we're going to see some shifts. Not back to 2008, but there will be some opportunity. And I'll share as I continue to hear stories, and I'll share guidance as I hear as well.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.